For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. Fort Knox and Fort Campbell will be directly impacted by a plan announced today by the U.S. military that would reduce the size of the Army by 80,000 people. Under the plan, Fort Knox would lose its Infantry Brigade Combat Team, which includes about 3,300 troops. That combat team is expected to be dissolved by the year 2017. Fort Campbell is also losing a brigade, but those soldiers will be sent to other military posts throughout the nation. Joining us to talk about the impact the loss of the Fort Knox Infantry Brigade Combat Team could have on the region is Brad Richardson, president of the Hardin County Chamber of Commerce and the executive director of the group One Knox.
In terms of the economic impact, obviously it's significant, since that represents roughly 15 to 20% of the total workforce, if you will, that's on Fort Knox. So if you equate that to our industrial park here, for instance, that has 7,000 people, that's like losing 1,000 jobs in the industrial sector. And that spinoff effect obviously has a negative impact.
Now, Brad, just to be clear, the moves announced today by the U.S. Army would not in any way impact the civilian personnel that's there as part of the U.S. Army Human Resources Command, the recruiting efforts there at Fort Knox. That doesn't have anything to do with what was announced today. Those positions are all staying.
Yes, there's never been any reason for us to believe that it impacted the Human Resource Command, the Recruiting Command, Army Cadet Command, or 3rd Expeditionary Sustainment Command. No, it has to do specifically with the Infantry Brigade Combat Team.
Any idea of like what types of industry or sectors would be maybe impacted the most by the loss of the Infantry Brigade Combat Team?
You know, it'll have a ripple effect on a lot of things. Certainly, hotel, motel stays, restaurants, every sector, banking sector. I mean, you're taking 70% of the military personnel stationed at Fort Knox now live off the installation. So they're very much a part of the community outside the gates of Fort Knox. So the impact, again, will be significant probably in all sectors.
Now, these changes announced today are supposed to take place by 2017. Brad, do you view this as a sort of fait accompli, that it's going to happen no matter what? Do you think Kentucky's congressional delegation could do anything to soften the blow, perhaps?
It's too early to say what our congressional delegation's input will be on a continuing basis. Having never been through this, it's difficult for me to judge, is this a fait accompli? I am pretty sure, and I haven't talked with my colleagues at the Kentucky Commission on Military Affairs or the Corps Committee here, what the next steps may be. I don't think that it will go without some sort of response. Now, what that will be, I don't know. I think probably, since this is just a couple of hours old, we'll have to get together as a community and say, what is it we can do? I can tell you this. There are other units that are considering and being considered for movement as we speak to Fort Knox that aren't infantry brigade combat teams, clearly. But Fort Knox is a great asset for the Army, and they know that, military value-wise.
We've been speaking with Brad Richardson, president of the Hardin County Chamber of Commerce. He was discussing today's announcement by the U.S. military that the Army will be reduced by 80,000 people. Under the plan, Fort Knox would lose its Infantry Brigade Combat Team by the year 2017. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.